engaging with the frog's outlook on the universe. I sometimes like to imagine that I can converse with animals and perhaps plants. Maybe a jellyfish could remind us of nature's complexity and that as newcomers, we are but a minuscule part of the amazing natural universe. We are simply a distant and extremely selfish relative who doesn't really pay his or her way. It may transpire that certain creatures have spent a lot of time watching and listening to us. Maybe after several thousand years, they have zoned out as they realise we have nothing to offer them. I once tried to engage with a sheep, a complete waste of time. There was no bar humbug, just bar. In the phenomenally long history of existence, we've only been round for a few minutes, relatively speaking. It is no wonder animals cannot be bothered to engage with us but merely stare. We believe that we were entrusted with the keys to the planet by our Maker. How did we get it so wrong? Finally, as my last communications attempt, I stared at this frog and at last got a considered and sensible response other than the standard red-up. The frog stared fixedly at me and said, "Considering your fixation with avoiding the extinction of certain butterflies and birds, etc., I am personally surprised you have not placed yourself at the top of threatened breeds. If push came to shove, figuratively speaking, us frogs will simply jump back into our pond and in time evolve into something even longer lasting." What an amazing, groundbreaking exchange. Suddenly the history and indeed biology books will need rewriting forthwith. On reflection, I think I know what has caused my novel an extraordinarily well-informed outlook. I put it down to the mushrooms I found in a field at the weekend. Stupid man. Perhaps I should stick to the shop-bought ones. Will the last creature leaving our planet please turn out the light?